not way. And to illustrate this point, the Buddha tells the parable of the magic city. We're not going to have a lecture on this parable, so I'll briefly recount it now. The Buddha says that a guide is conducting a party of travellers through a dense forest. The road is very dangerous and very difficult, and the whole party is bound for a place called Ratnadvipa, which means the place of jewels. And on the way, all the travellers become exhausted, worn out, tired. They can't go a step further. They want to turn back. So they say to the guide, "We're fatigued, we're exhausted, we can't go any further, let's all go back." So the guide thinks, well, this would be a pity. Yeah? They've come so far, why turn back? What can I do? So apparently he has some sort of conjuring or magic skill or power. So he conjures up a whole magic city. And he says to the travellers, well, look, don't go back. There's a city here right in front of us. Rest there, have something to eat, and then we'll see what is to be done. So the travellers are very pleased to see this magic city, and they spend the night there, they have something to eat, they have a good rest. In the morning, of course, they feel much better, they're ready to carry on with their journey. So the guide just causes the magic city to disappear, and he leads them to the conclusion of their journey. They reach the place of jewels. Now in this parable, in this story, the guide is, of course, the Buddha. The Buddha in general, any Buddha. The travellers are the disciples. The place of jewels is supreme enlightenment or perfect Buddhahood. And what is the magic city? The magic city is the Hinayana Nirvana, that is to say, the comparatively negative state of freedom from passions without positive spiritual illumination. Now, the same sort of thing happens, we may say, with regard to the practice of meditation. People come along and they want to start practicing meditation, and they want to know what is the goal of meditation. So what does one say? One says, well, the goal of meditation is peace of mind. This is what most people are after. They want just peace of mind. One doesn't say, when people want to come and practice meditation, one doesn't say straight away, well, of course, the goal of meditation is supreme enlightenment, to become like a Buddha. Well, that's the last thing that they want to become like. They don't want to become like a Buddha. They're not interested in anything religious or spiritual. They just want peace of mind in the midst of their ordinary everyday life and work. And of course, through meditation, you can get peace of mind, certainly. So they practice for a few weeks, a few months, maybe a year or two, and they get peace of mind. They experience peace of mind through the meditation. And then when they've got so far, they may one day ask, well, is this all? Or is there something further, something beyond? And then it can be explained, well, peace of mind is only an intermediate stage. It's not the final goal of meditation. It's a sort of halfway house, not even halfway. Beyond peace of mind in the ordinary psychological sense, there's a spiritual goal. There's enlightenment. There's knowledge of the truth, knowledge of reality, what in Buddhist terms we call perfect Buddhahood. So having gained peace of mind, or at least having had some experience of peace of mind, one can now go on and try for enlightenment, or at least for some deeper spiritual understanding, something above and beyond simple peace of mind in the mere psychological sense. So this is what happens in the context of meditation. And is this is the sort of thing that the Buddha is saying to his disciples, happens, or at least happened in those days, in the context of the teaching as a whole. The Buddha first of all speaks in terms of nirvana, in the ordinary sort of psychological sense, and only when this teaching has been assimilated does he speak in terms of the higher spiritual goal of supreme or perfect Buddhahood.